Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, The Lord Slays the King of the Demons, Text 12. Yas Tvaya Manda Bhagyokto Mad Anyo Jagat Ishvaraha Kwaso Yadi sa sarvatra kasma stambe na drishyate yastvaya mandabhagyokto madanyo jagadishvaraha kvaso yasa sarvatra kasmat stambena drishyate yastvaya mandabhagyokto maranyo jagadishvaraha kvaso yadisa sarvatra kasmat stambena drishyate yastvaya mandabhagyokto madanyo jagadishvaraha kvaso yadisa sarvatra kasmat stambena drishyate Sayamanda Bhagyokto Madanyo Jagadishvara Kvasau Yadicha Sarvatra Kasma Stambena Drishyate Yastrayamanda Bhagyokto Madanyo Jagadishvara Asal yadi sa sarvatra kasmat stambena drishyate sayamanda bhagyokto no bhagadishvara asal yadi sa sarvatra kasmat stambena drishyate Yastvaya mandabhagyokto madanyo jagadishvara asau yadisa sarvatra kasmat sambena drishyate Vaishnavis Yastvaya mandabhagyokto Anya Jagadishvara Isa Sarvatra Matsambena Drishyate Amadabhagyakto Anya Jagadishvara Sayadisa Sarvatra Kasmat sambena drishyate Yaha, the one who, Tvaya, by you, Mandabhagya, O unfortunate one, Uktaha, describe, Mad anyaha, besides me, Jagat Ishvaraha, the supreme controller of the universe. Kva, where? Asau, that one. Yadi, if. Saha, he. Sarvatra, everywhere, all-pervading. Kasma, why? Stambe, in the pillar before me. Nadrishyate, not seen. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation, O most unfortunate Prahlad, you have always described a supreme being other than me, a supreme being who is above everything, who is the controller of everyone, and who is all-pervading. But where is he? If he is everywhere, then why is he not present before me in this pillar? Please repeat. O most unfortunate Prahlad, you have always described a supreme being other than me, a supreme being who is above everything, who is the controller of everyone, and who is all-pervading. But where is he? If he is everywhere, then why is he not present before me in this pillar? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Demons sometimes declare to a devotee that they cannot accept the existence of God because they cannot see him. But what the demon does not know is stated by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 25. Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavritaha. Quote, I am not manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by yogamaya. End quote. The Lord is open to being seen by devotees, but non-devotees cannot see him. The qualification for seeing God is stated in Brahma Samhita 5.38. Premanjanacharita bhakti vilochanena santasa daiva hridyeshuna vilokayanti. A devotee who has developed a genuine love for Krishna can always see him everywhere, whereas a demon, not having a clear understanding of the Supreme Lord, cannot see him. When Hiranyakashipu was threatening to kill Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad certainly saw the column standing before him and his father, and he saw that the Lord was present in the pillar to encourage him not to fear his demoniac father's words. The Lord was present to protect him. Hiranyakashipu marked Prahlad's observation and asked him, where is your God? Prahlad Maharaj replied, he is everywhere. Then Hiranyakashipu asked, why is he not in this pillar before me? Thus, in all circumstances, the devotee can always see the Supreme Lord, whereas the non-devotee cannot. Prahlad Maharaj had been addressed by his father as, quote, the most unfortunate. Hiranyakashipu thought himself extremely fortunate because he possessed the property of the universe. Prahlad Maharaj, his legitimate son, was to have inherited the vast property. But because of his impudence, he was going to die at his father's hands. Therefore, his demoniac father considered Prahlad the most unfortunate because Prahlad would not be able to inherit his property. Hiranyakashipu did not know that Prahlad Maharaj was the most fortunate person within the three worlds because Prahlad was protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such are the misunderstandings of demons. They do not know that a devotee is protected by the Lord in all circumstances. Kantiya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Om jnanam timurandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada is making some interesting observations in this purport. He's explaining how Prahlad was actually seeing the Lord present in the pillar of the that he was looking at. So although Prahlad could see this, Hiranyakashipu could not. But Srila Prabhupada notes, Hiranyakashipu marked Prahlad's observation. So he noticed he was looking at his son and he was noticing something about him. So he's saying, "Where is your God?" And specifically, you know, he noticed he was looking at this pillar. So he said, "Is he in this pillar?" And Prahlad said, "Yes," because according to the purport here, he could actually see the Lord standing within the pillar, present. In other words, it wasn't just some philosophical conclusion based on faith that he had. Apparently, according to this, he was actually seeing the Lord within the pillar. But Hiranyakashipu could not see the Lord within the pillar, at least not initially. So, but then, as we'll see in the coming verses, he will see him coming out of the pillar, and there'll be a big fight. So, elsewhere in the Shastras, it is said, Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavad Grayam Indraya Sevan Mukhe Jivadal Swayam Eva Sparat Yada. The form of the Lord is not directly perceivable by the gross material senses. But if one engages the senses in devotional service, the senses become purified. And with those purified senses, by the mercy of the Lord, the devotee of the Lord can actually perceive the Lord, his name, his form, his pastimes. These things become manifest to the devotee who achieves the proper state of purification. Now, sometimes the Lord does manifest his form to those who aren't really qualified to perceive it. The Lord does that in some cases. there's, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita, there's, you know, one verse where the Lord explains. Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanam ashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshvara. That sometimes he does display his human-like form or one of his other forms to persons within this world. But such personalities who the Lord characterizes as mudha, foolish rascals, they reject the form of the Lord. They ridicule it because they cannot understand that it is within the abilities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to display his transcendental form in this world. If they have some concept of God, it's impersonal. And therefore, when there is a form manifest by the Supreme Lord, these foolish rascals, they reject it. So, you know, this is, you know, the position of, you know, the modern materialistic, atheistic scientists and intellectuals and philosophers. They want to reject the form of the personality of Godhead. And you know, just like Hiranyakashipu here, you know, he is claiming to be the supreme controller. These modern personalities, they also believe that they are the supreme controllers. Not necessarily that they're controlling everything, but that there's no controllers in the universe higher than them. So, you know, they want to explain everything without reference to God. And, you know, that mentality is explained by the Lord in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, wherein he explains the divine and the demoniac nature. And about those with the demoniac nature, he says, Asatyam apratishtam te jagat ahur an ishvaram aparaspara sambhutam kimanyat kamahaitukam. This means they want to see the universe as being without any supreme controller other than them. You know, they don't believe that the universe was created by God for some specific purpose, namely to reform the fallen conditioned souls, to give them the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. You know, they think the universe has just come about by accident, you know, by some big bang, some fluctuation of the quantum mechanical vacuum, as they call it. They think it's just an accidental appearance. And as far as life goes, you know, they think, yeah, you know, they don't accept that there is a soul, an eternal conscious living entity, which is the source of the living symptoms and consciousness and living things. They think somehow or other, you know, the chemicals, you know, they combine together. and they form some self-reproducing biological systems that start reproducing and gradually evolving into different kinds of fish and plants and insects and apes and monkeys and finally human beings. And I think it's all just a big cosmic accident, that there's no real purpose to life other than what we make of it, what we ourselves make of it. And they tolerate to some extent religion. Say, okay, if it makes you feel good, then you can believe in your God if you like. But in reality, there is no such thing. Or if there is, it has nothing to do with how this universe came into existence, how life came into existence, how we should live our lives. It's just some private belief that a few people can have if it makes them feel good. So, this is the same mentality as Hiranyakashipu, refusing to acknowledge, the existence of God in this cosmos, refusing to acknowledge it, and then when somebody does try to acknowledge it, as his son did, Prahlad, then try to suppress it, stop it. So, we see this in the world, of science, and the big universities. Practically speaking, they've eliminated God from their worldview. And even in society, they like to carefully control the whatever manifestations of religion there are. They certainly don't want Hare Krishna devotees approaching people in airports, for example. They like to control these things. So but even though Hiranyakashipu is denying the existence of God, he can't escape from the influence of God. I mean, Srila Prabhupada has said that even for the atheist, God comes in the form of death. And ultimately, they do have to realize there is some superior control. Kalosmi lokachaya krit. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, time I am, destroyer of the worlds. So everyone has to bow before the influence of time. Even the atheist and the those with demoniac mentality. And then they have their future life. In my private reading, I read the Bhagavatam every day. Yes, we all should. We should study Srila Prabhupada's books every day. So in my private readings of the Bhagavatam, I've come into the fifth canto, the descriptions of the hellish planets, where it describes the fate of such people when they leave their bodies some very vivid descriptions of the different types of hellish planets that such personalities are taken to by the servants of Yamaraj. So, the devotees of the Lord, however, like Prahlad, they are seeing the Lord in his loving form. Parachanaya sadhanam vinashaya chajushkritam. You know, Krishna says he comes to this world in his various incarnations to protect his devotees and to destroy the demoniac. So this is the paradigmatic example of it. You know, the story of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad, where the Lord is protecting his devotee and he is going to destroy the non-devotee demon, Hiranyakashipu. So this is the paradigmatic example of this. So by developing love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by performing devotional service, the senses gradually become purified. And the Lord is very merciful. He makes himself available in so many ways to the different senses. The deity form is there for the eyes. Prasadam is there for the tongue. The incense and flowers offered to the Lord are there for the sense of smell. The sound of the holy name and of the shastras is there for the ears and the mind. So the Lord does make himself available in the form of transcendental sense objects. And by engaging our mind and senses in connection with these transcendental sense objects that the Lord so mercifully injects into this material realm, you know, we can purify our senses and become qualified eventually to see Krishna face to face. Bhaktya mam abhijananti yavan yas chasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva vishte tadanantaram. You know, when we become fully purified by the practice of devotional service, bhakti yoga, then we become qualified to enter into the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj was such a devotee. He was able to see the Lord within the pillar, although initially his father was challenging him that, no, there is nothing there. Prahlad could see the actual fact that the Lord was there. And eventually this became clear to his father also when the Lord in the form of Lord Nrisimhadev burst out of the pillar. Then Hiranyakashipu could see. He could see that the Lord had come to kill him, and that's what happened. All right, I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Okay.
Excellent class. I apologize, my Sanskrit fails me, but you mentioned there's a in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "I am time, the destroyer of worlds."
That's correct.
In that sense, as devotees, shouldn't we be extra careful and extra aware of any timelines that take place in the world on Earth?
the devotees of the Lord should be especially careful not to waste any time. You know, time is very precious. So the devotee wants to engage every second in hearing, thinking, speaking, serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's one of the qualities of devotional service, not to waste any time. But beyond that, Krishna does provide information about the different cycles of time, you know, the different kalpas and manvantars and yugas. So, yes, we should also be aware of the different time cycles. You know, just like, yeah, and according to the time of day it is, we perform different activities. In the morning, we perform, yeah, Mangal Artik. Yeah, we, you know, early in the morning, we have Mangal Artik. And, you know, we have a whole schedule of daily activities and devotional service. So,
may I just back up to that question? May I compliment you on your work of your anthropology. In that same respect, the Mayan calendar just ended. Did the Mayans?
We're not interested in the Mayan calendar. We're interested in the Vedic calendar.
I understand that, but I just wanted to ask
that's
you.
That's enough. Okay.
Very good, sir. Thank you.
We're not going to waste everybody's time with this. So we can discuss later outside. Thank you. Hare Krishna, glories to Srila Prabhupada.